This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue reading our way through the remaining books of the Bible before the end of this year, keep your heart open for God to speak to you. Pray for insight, then ask God to help you apply what you are learning to your own life. That's how we grow as Christians. It's been said, the Lord looks not for ability nor inability, but availability. You will see this beautifully illustrated when you read Philemon. Being Philemon's slave, Onesimus was not ready to accept his Christianity. He probably thought to himself, if I was free and rich like him, then I'd become a Christian too. When he became a runaway slave, God led him to Paul, who was in prison. Circumstances made him see that Christianity was not only for the privileged, it was also for forgotten people like prisoners and slaves. Paul, who was available to God in prison, was used to win Onesimus to the Savior. As Onesimus made himself available to God, he became profitable to Paul. He helped Paul out in any way he could. But Paul felt obligated to send him back to Philemon, his master. Having discipled him, Paul was confident he would also be profitable to Philemon. The letter was written to encourage Philemon to make himself available as an instrument in the hands of God to lovingly accept back and help this young convert. Paul expected him to do that, and even more. Yes, availability is the name of the game. Ask yourself, am I available to God for whatever He might ask of me? I sure hope you are. Well, if you'd like to review these programs, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org. You can find the programs there.